Hi, this is Tanya Harder Pierce, author of Outsmart Your Cancer, and I have on the phone with me a man named Joe who is going to tell a remarkable story about his son's recovery from brain cancer. Hi, Joe, how you doing?
Very well, Tanya, thank you.
Good. And I'll just let people know right off that you also gave us your testimonial for the audio CD, Treating Cancer Through Non-Toxic Methods. And so if people scroll down this homepage, they'll actually see that audio CD and your story is on track 12. But it's been a year later since we did that CD, and I wanted to get back to you and check on how Dylan was doing and hear a little bit more about it. So if you wouldn't mind, maybe you could start from the beginning and tell us your story with your son Dylan.
Sure. In January of 2004, Dylan was diagnosed with an inoperable brain tumor called a diffuse pontine glioma.
Mm-hmm. And how old was he at the time?
He was 18 months old.
Just 18 months, wow.
And so, you know, my wife and I were obviously devastated by the news.
Yeah.
And so we came home and we just started calling people and looking up on the internet, researching different things that were out there that might be able to help us. In early February, about 2 weeks after his diagnosis, we came across Protocell, which we had heard about from a few people, and we decided to give that a shot.
Now, what were the doctors recommending at the time?
Well, the hospital that he was diagnosed at sent us home with hospice. They recommended no treatment because he was so young, they didn't want to do radiation, and there was really no chemotherapy that was showing any efficacy for his type of tumor.
And no surgery either?
And no surgery. It was inoperable.
Wow.
It was in his brainstem. So they sent us home with hospice, and we called around different oncologists, pediatric oncologists around the country, and pretty much all of them said they couldn't really do anything. But we did find one oncologist who recommended that we do the radiation in order to just have some more time with our son. And so we opted to do the radiation, and we did Protocell in conjunction with that.
Okay. And so you're saying they didn't think the radiation would cure him?
The radiation would definitely not cure him.
And how long did they... How long did they think he would live with a little extra radiation?
With the radiation, they gave us 9 months after diagnosis.
Wow.
So 9 to 15, but his was such an aggressive tumor that they sort of thought that he would recur pretty quickly.
Uh-huh.
And so we went for the radiation. We didn't do the whole thing. We opted out of the last week of radiation, and he took Protocell from 2 weeks after diagnosis, all through radiation, and at our first post-radiation MRI, his tumor had decreased 75% in size, and his oncologist was amazed. He hadn't seen a reduction in tumor size that quickly in any of his prior cases of a diffuse pontine glioma, and so we were, you know, obviously pleased, but still, you know, worried.
Sure.
But we kept on the Protocell, and we just noticed over time that his symptoms were just getting better and, you know, slowly going away over time.
Well, that's another point. Maybe you can tell us what his symptoms were in the beginning and how you found out that he had a brain tumor.
Yes, he presented with a right eye turn, so his right eye went cross.
Uh-huh.
And the right part of his face was sagging, and he also was a bit ataxic. He started falling. You know, we knew obviously something was wrong. We didn't know it would be that serious, but he was in pretty bad shape for a while.
Mm-hmm.
He would drool. The whole right side of his face was affected because, you know, the tumor was pressing on the nerves in his brainstem on the
mm-hmm.
right side, and so the right side of his face was affected, and the left side of his body. So he had a lot of weakness in his left arm and left leg. Came to a point where he was having a lot of difficulty swallowing, couldn't really walk without falling, so we had to carry him pretty much everywhere. And we were just, you know, very concerned that, you know, we left it, if we waited any longer, we probably would have lost them within a couple of weeks to a month.
Wow.
And so, you know, we were very lucky to come across the protocell and, you know, in conjunction with the radiation. In this case, the conventional treatment, while we normally wouldn't recommend it unless absolutely necessary, for us it was absolutely necessary just to buy him some time for the protocell to work, and it was, as it turns out, it was the right thing to do.
Well, that's a good point. Sometimes people do need to do some conventional treatment to reduce a tumor fast, and at least when it comes to radiation, radiation and protocell do work synergistically together. And some chemos will work okay with protocell, but unfortunately most chemotherapies work against protocell and interfere with protocell. So at least what you did with the radiation was not interfering with the protocell. That's just remarkable that his tumor reduced by 75% in such a short time.
Yes, yes it was. And especially the fact that we did not do the last week of radiation. So as it turned out, we did about 80% of the recommended dosage of radiation.
I see.
And we still had the biggest decrease in size that our oncologist had seen. And keep in mind, our oncologist had seen about 200 cases of diffuse pontine gliomas.
Wow.
Being one of the leading pediatric oncologists in the country. So he's seen quite a bit of this, and he was shocked, you know, at the MRI results. He just asked us what we were doing, and we said, you know, we're doing an alternative treatment called protocell in conjunction with some supplements, some other supplements, and an organic diet, and that's basically it. After radiation was over, we had the MRI, and we just felt that it was time to sort of just break away from conventional treatment, because they were pressuring us to do monthly or bi-monthly MRIs, and we were very uncomfortable with that. Him being so young, he had to go under general anesthesia for an MRI. And plus, we had just seen a lot of instances of children who were doing well on alternative treatments on protocell and having recurrences after they had been going for frequent MRIs, and we became weary of the MRIs. And so we just opted to put our faith in God and what he had shown us, and protocell was one of those things that we felt that he had shown us from the very beginning as a way to heal Dylan from this disease.
Mm-hmm. Now, how did you, how soon did you notice his symptoms going away?
We noticed symptoms starting to go away early on in radiation, probably in the second week of radiation.
Wow.
And they just kept gradually getting better. And so by about the 6 month after diagnosis, he was completely symptom-free.
Wow, that's just amazing.
And being, you know, in the area that it was, we knew that most of it had to be gone, because it's such a small area of the brainstem that even a small tumor, you would see some evidence of it.
Oh, I believe that, yeah.
And so we figured that probably about 90-95% of it was gone within 6 months between the effects of the radiation in combination with the protocell.
That's just incredible.
Yeah. And so we just decided to, you know, put, like I said, put our faith in the things that we feel that God let us do, and protocell was our primary treatment for him since that time.
And Joe, you started Dylan on protocell at age 1.5, and how old is he now?
He is now 4 years and 3 months old.
And how's he doing now?
He's doing great. He's doing wonderful. There's been no signs or symptoms of anything since 6 months after his diagnosis. There are times when he gets a little cold and we see maybe his eyes slightly turn in, but other than that, we feel that that's sort of a muscle memory thing or a nerve memory And it goes away after, you know, he gets over his cold and his symptom goes away. So
I see.
We are pretty sure that you know, he is completely healed. And
so he's been basically acting and behaving like a normal child for 3 years or so.
Yes. Yes.
Wow.
He started school this past September. He's doing great. He has no difficulties. He's fitting in fine. He has no difficulties with his speech. He's just a healthy, active 4-year-old. And, you know, we just thank God, and we thank all of the people and the things that have came into our life, and we really attribute a lot of his healing to, you know, Protocell, and just starting it at the right time, and just continuing it throughout this whole time period. Even early on when he was having a lot of difficulty, we never missed a dose. We haven't missed a dose since we started him on it on February 9th of 2004. So,
well, you guys have been good. Can you tell us how you dose Dylan, and you know, how much and all that?
Sure. We started out on a low dose of Protocell number 23 formula.
Mm-hmm.
We started out on an eighth of a teaspoon 4 times a day. And after about a week or two, we increased it to 5 times a day.
Now, those 4 times a day and 5 times a day, are those spaced around the 24-hour clock?
Yes.
Okay.
So early on, when we're doing it 4 times a day, it would be every 6 hours.
Mm-hmm.
Then we went up to 5 times a day. We did it every 4.5 to 5 hours. We had a schedule, and we stuck to the schedule, and we really are, being that, you know, Protocell was our main treatment, we really set our minds to knowing how to do it correctly. So we made sure that everything that we gave him would work synergistically with Protocell,
mm-hmm.
or at least would not be contraindicated to it. As far as, you know, his dosing, we would make sure that he would not eat half hour prior to or half hour after taking it. Tony Bell had given us that recommendation, so
okay.
that the Protocell could go through the system and not be interfered with any food or anything else.
Uh-huh.
And you know, we supplemented with bromelain, with fish oils, and lots of water, wheatgrass. But like I said, we made sure that everything that we introduced would work synergistically with Protocell, and you know, we just made sure that his dosing was at exact times every day. And
wow, you guys were really diligent. And did you or your wife get up in the middle of the night every night to give him his midnight dose?
Yes.
What I'd like to do is right now, Joe, is ask you how you give the Protocell to Dylan.
Sure. We found a syringe, a very thin syringe, made by the company Easy Dose.
Without a needle on it, obviously.
Without a needle.
Okay.
And we shake up the bottle. We put the Protocell from the big bottle that you get from Renewal and Wellness.
Mm-hmm.
We put it into their little plastic bottle. And so before we transfer it, we shake it up real good, because that's what we were told early on, that give it a good shake and get all the sediment, you know, mixed into the liquid all through the formula.
Yes, it's really important to shake the bottle of Protocell before you measure it out each time.
Yes, and so we do that. We put it into that little container. And basically, that's the container that we bring around with us wherever we go.
Uh-huh.
And so every 4 hours, we take out that little container, shake it up real good, and we just put a quarter of a teaspoon into the syringe, and he takes it. He does it himself, actually, now.
So he just takes the Protocell straight into his mouth?
Just takes it straight into his mouth.
That's amazing.
And, you know, we give him a drink of water afterwards, but he's become so accustomed to it that he actually does it himself now.
Uh-huh.
Take the syringe, we'll just put it in his mouth, and be done with it, and he doesn't complain about it. Early on, he did complain, you know, because of the taste. It's pretty awful, but,
yeah.
but, you know, you do what you have to do, and he's become used to it. It's a routine now. So every 4 hours, all throughout the day, we wake up throughout the night at 12, 4, and 8 in the morning, and then 12 noon, 4 in the afternoon, and 8 o'clock at night.
So you're actually giving Dylan a quarter teaspoonful 6 times around the 24-hour clock right now.
Yes. We decided to go to 6 doses in April of 2005 because we went through a little time period where he wasn't symptomatic, but we kind of just felt that he was a bit off. And at the time, he was on a quarter of a teaspoon 5 times a day. And we just felt that, you know, he needed a little boost. So we upped it to 6 times a day, and we stayed on the quarter, and he responded. And we just continued that. He's never had any problems with it. He's never had any signs that it was too much for him. And so, you know, we just decided to stick with what's working, and seems to be a good dose for him.
Well, that's wonderful, and I think it's a good point for anyone listening that sometimes you do have to adjust the dose. And
yes, and we remember speaking to Alana McKibben early on, and she said that in times when she was actually feeling like something was going on, something was wrong, she'd actually up her dose, or at least take it more frequently, like every 3 hours or every 4 hours throughout the day. And so that just stuck in our mind, you know, that during times when you see something might be going on, we've actually found it better to, you know, take it more frequently than, you know, be fearful and start reducing the amount. And you just kind of, you know, I think it's important to stick with your gut instinct. And then that's what we tried to do with Dylan. And, you know, we've always, you know, maintained that Prodacil is going to be our primary treatment. And so we just stuck with it, and it's worked.
Well, that's great. And does your doctor know Dylan's still doing fine?
We actually decided to leave the conventional medical field.
Okay.
we have a nutritionist and a couple of naturopaths that we work with, chiropractor, and we feel that he's in good hands and, you know, is just a healthy four-year-old. He's active. You wouldn't know that anything, you know, was that he had ever gone through any situation. Nonetheless, a life-threatening brain cancer.
Well, your story is really incredible, Joe, and I really appreciate you sharing it with us, and hopefully it will, you know, maybe give some other parents the courage to try it. One thing that's so wonderful about Prodacil is that it can be given to very young children. Of course, Dylan was only a year and a half old.
Yes, and we just had a phone call from a woman whose 17-month-old was diagnosed with brain cancer, and we recommended the Prodacil to her, and she had some reservations about about how to how her daughter was going to respond to it, and, you know, how she was going to get her to take it. And, you know, we just said that with Dylan, we basically, there were times when we had to hold him down early on, and we had to stick the syringe in his mouth and just force it down, but it was something we felt we had to do. And I just told this woman, you know, give it a shot, and you know, it's in a life-threatening situation, sometimes you need to do things that you wouldn't normally do. And, you know, it's hard to hold down a child and who's crying and stick a syringe in his mouth and, you know, shoot Prodacil down and shoot this terrible tasting medicine down his mouth. But, you know, what's the alternative?
Well, it's certainly a whole lot better than chemotherapy.
Yes.
And all it is the children don't like the bad taste.
Yes.
But it's not going to make them feel bad or,
nope,
you know, anything like that.
Right.
And how's this child doing, do you know, or is it too soon to tell?
I think it's too soon to tell, but she has resolved to, you know, try the protocol and to stick with it. And, you know, we just, we feel that if done correctly and treated as a primary treatment, and we feel that it's beneficial for all types of cancers and even other ailments aside from cancer. We've had family friends diagnosed with cancer who have done very well with it. We've had my wife's grandmother responded very well with it. She had bad arthritis, bad inflammation from arthritis, and her inflammation was extremely reduced by Protocell. My mother was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis, and she's using it, and she's actually feeling a lot better. So,
really,
we feel it's something. We've recommended it for a variety of different cancers, a variety of different ailments, and we really believe strongly that it is hugely beneficial for a lot of different types of ailments.
Well, I'll have to say that I've come across at least two cases of people with multiple sclerosis that really had their symptoms go away over a number of months as they used the Protocell, and it really is a treatment that can be done for MS. It's quite remarkable. I'll try to get those stories on this website soon. So thank you so much, Joe, for sharing your story here, and hopefully it will help a lot of people. And I just still can't believe that, you know, you gave this simple non-toxic formula to a child that was a year and a half old, and the doctors only gave him probably no more than 9 months, they thought. And they had no treatment for him and no hope. And now here it is almost 3 years later, and he's perfectly normal with no symptoms.
Right.
That's great.
Yeah, it's unbelievable.
Yeah, I really appreciate this. Hope it'll help other people.
Yes, hopefully. And, you know, if anybody has any questions, they can even, you know, feel free to call us or email us.
Do you have a website now for Dylan? Or?
Yes, we do. It's www.saveourdylan.net.
.net. Okay. And can they email you from that website?
Yes, our email address is on the website, and you know, we're happy to take any questions. And if we can't help you, we'll try to find someone who can. But we're glad to share a story, and we hope that
people
can benefit from it.
Okay, that's wonderful. Thank you very much, Joe, and I'll be talking to you sometime soon.
Okay, Tanya.
Take care.
Thank you very much.